It says, and I quote, objects in orbit, if large enough, could be seen by people around the world for long periods of time, just like on Futurama. But there's also concern that bright billboards would make it harder for astronomers to see much of anything.
Yeah.
You know those plastic bracelets you see?
That
people...
was a good comeback, wasn't it? I believe if we're rewinding that, what I just said was,
Some stories, they just make you go, that's it.
Isn't that something?
Yeah, how about that? You know those plastic bracelets you see on people, like Lance Armstrong's yellow bracelets or the pink ones for breast cancer?
No.
Yeah. There's an organization in Texas that says it's now selling plastic bracelets to raise money for the fight against plastic bracelets.
Why is there a fight against bracelets? I thought the yellow ones were for cancer.
Well, they are, as a matter of fact, but there are so many of them now, you'll hear.
There's a red one. Red Sox have one. Ain't got it yet, though.
Well, these anti-bracelet bracelets are black, and they're designed to replace all the others, and there are lots of others. An End to the Bracelet Fad Incorporated says it's even heard of cases in which kids were unable to bend their arms because they were wearing so many of these bracelets. The company's made a list. It includes chartreuse to protest paper cuts, mauve to protest telemarketers, charcoal for people who think charcoal ought to be part of the periodic table, and pea green for people opposed to explosive diarrhea.
I want pea green.
Yeah, I need a box of those.
Pea green.
And speaking of,
I've got my American Idol one that Fox sent to me.
Isn't that beautiful?
It's blue.
Oh, it's blue.
It's blue, and it says American Idol on it.
Homo.
It's got the logo, and I've never worn it because I want it to be pristine.
Idol on Fox.com.
Speaking of scams, be on the lookout for the latest creepy trend in weddings: the invitation that asks attendees to bring their checkbooks. Forget the blender. Today's newlyweds just want cash to pay for their $40,000 to $50,000 weddings. Quoting one real invitation, "We are happy to invite you to our wedding. Please bring your checkbook." End quote.
Dear friend and friend, eat one.
Yeah.
Sign,
see you later.
Signed, Don.
Have a fun day. I won't be there.
The morning after our wedding, Carrie and I were waiting to board the plane at the airport, and there was the redneckiest, hickiest couple sitting in, you know, those molded plastic airport chairs.
Right.
There was a chair between them, and they were ripping open the cards, shaking out the check, calling out the name and the amount, and throwing the card away. While they were getting ready to get on the honeymoon plane.
And you did not know me at that time, but how come you didn't come up and say, hey,
that's not right.
That you shouldn't be doing that.
Yeah, Ted and Irma, they gave us $20.
There was much more urgency. It was more like, Ted and Irma, $30.
Well, quoting the happy couple who sent out the invitation I just read, "We sent the money straight to our travel agent. There are, after all, honeymoon expenses to consider. The trend started recently in the U.S. is now reportedly spreading to Great Britain. You're welcome." And do you want human waste in your drinking water?
Yes.
I'm guessing you don't. It isn't.
Yes.
It's not good for you, Don.
Yes. Hello.
In our drinking water here today.
Hello.
This raises the question about why the government agency that's supposed to protect you from pollution would propose a new policy allowing sewage treatment plants to dump only partially treated human waste into our lakes, rivers, streams, and coastal waters.
It'd be like those sea monkeys.
Yeah.
You remember those remember those things you used to get in the back of a comic book?
Yeah, they're called the new ones are called ass monkeys.
Experts.
Hold on a second. Wasn't that guy a famous anti-Semite?
Oh, yeah, we had that in the pack.
The sea monkey guy?
Yeah, the guy. Hold on a second. I got it here somewhere. I was going to talk
I'm
about
shocked.
It this week.
I was one of those.
Sea monkeys. Hold on. Give me a second.
Didn't know he was.
He also invented the X-ray specs.
Oh, really?
That's so novelty gifts.
Yeah, but the best thing about it is he wasn't just an anti-Semite.
Yeah?
He was a Jewish anti-Semite.
Hold on. Here he is.
Really?
Yeah,
hold on.
Self-loathing.
So you remember, like, if you've got the old Batman or Spider-Man that would have those.
Right.
I know we've talked about
all
spider monkeys
books.
Before.
Sure.
We all sent away for the spider monkeys because in the ad.
Sea monkeys.
I'm sorry, sea monkeys. You put them in a bowl.
And then they float.
They're brine shrimp. That's what they are.
But in the comic books, they would have, like, faces and crazy ears, and they would float around.
They would frolic and wear crowns.
do you remember the amazing sea monkeys?
Yes.
Okay. You got ripped off by buying them because, as Buzz just said, they were just bad shrimp.
Tiny shrimp.
Brine shrimp.
Right.
The guy who invented them is dead now. His name is Harold von Braunhout.
Sure.
He was born in 1926 to a Jewish family in Memphis. And he was truly a self-hating Jew.
Oh, in Memphis.
Do you know that the profits from sea monkeys went to the KKK and the Aryan Nation?
Mm.
He changed his birth name, which was Harold Braunot to the more Kaiser-esque Harold von Braunhut, because he wanted his name to sound more German.
Sure, wow. Yeah.
And let me see. He funded
the little shrimp are white.
Right. He funded, he funded all of his various causes with the Sea Monkeys, and they were taken into space by John Glenn in 1998.
Sea Monkeys?
Sea Monkeys were.
Oh, that's sad. John Glenn, if you'd only known.
Yeah, they helped pay for the KKK.
Devin, take up the sea monkeys.
Time to add the water and the salt and make the monkeys come to life.
Then I will fill myself with more self-loathing.
And the X-ray specs. Now, even though I was a dumb kid, I still ordered them.
Oh, you did?
Because, yes, because you saw the ad. And
yeah, you're a little kid. You think you can see through girls' clothes,
and
right?
And then you'd get the bad, like, glasses that normally would have the nose, the Groucho nose and a little mustache, and they would just have the squiggly woo-woo.
Yeah, the circles, and it would be a piece of cardboard.
Right. Yeah, and there would be two little pinholes cut out right in the middle, so you could see.
Not only was it an X-ray, you couldn't even really see through the
right.
Right,
you would like to walk around the house and walk into walls.
Right. But don't you remember clearly the picture for the ad, and it was a guy looking through his hand?
Yeah.
Yes. God, I got to get them.
Everybody wanted them.
And they were 99 cents.
Exactly.
And, of course, when you're a kid, it's like, well, 99 cents, why wouldn't they be real?
I can
swing that.
Or if you save up the $5, you can buy the hovercraft.
So, I saw that.
Remember
saw that
you've seen it?
Have we discussed Grit before on the show?
I remember. I don't know, but I remember
right?
Grit. Yeah.
What's Grit? There was an ad in comics that you could earn points to win super prizes like the Daisy BB gun if you sold this crap newspaper, Grit.
Old people loved the paper.
Yeah.
It really was a real paper, and old people loved it.
Remember the Daisy BB gun?
The
Daisy. Shoot your eye out,
Daisy.
Kid.
Daisy.
Yeah, don't shoot the BB there.
No, please not.
Daisy,
very scary.
The Daisy BB gun.
I think we all got those. So the government wants to allow the dumping of only partially treated sewage into our water. Experts say this will lead to more diseases and infections, more sick days spent bowing in one direction or another to the porcelain god who wants clams. We would drop our jaws in amazement, but who knows what they'll allow into the air. It could be worse. I'll tell you how much worse when we come back.
Hey, something to look forward to.
You love doing that.
I do.
You love that.
It's the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
How are you anyway? The Don and Mike Show.
And now listen, we want to thank all of our contestants for coming down for Smear Factor today.
Brave souls all.
Thank you to Jeopardy on ABC for the trip to Las Vegas. We're down to two now. Ed and Chris. We really took today about 100 pictures.
Good.
So you're going to have to give us like 12 hours to get everything up on the website.
Do you think the itching has started yet for those guys?
You're going to be able to see all the stuff. No, I don't. Well, maybe.
Yeah.
You know,
just about now.
I'm thinking they've been out of here an hour now. Yeah,
As it starts to dry,
maybe.
And the heat is a definite factor. Yeah,
right.
There's not a lot of ventilation up there.
No,
keep in mind all the stuff that these brave nine contestants put in their hair today. We are down to two that are going to wrap their head. They've already been wrapped, sealed, and signed by Mike and I.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to see if they can go all weekend.
Oh, man.
Without washing their hair.
I'd be very curious to see if there's a color change in their hair.
Or their face.
Mm-hmm.
I doubt they'll make it to the Mensa meeting this weekend.
It's DonandMikeWebsite.com. It's where you'll see those photos all weekend long. And now again, here is Buzz Gridley. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. You're making my head itch just thinking about it.
Oh, and, you know, if it doesn't play out on Monday, the contest continues until one of them gives up.
Yeah, we'll have to have them drop by every day. They got no other place to go.
They're both unemployed.
They
right.
can't go anywhere else. We're talking about pollution.
They're the part of the Don and Mike Army that makes our show work.
We used to pay respect to the proud 4%. Now it's the proud 5.5%.
I was just going to say it's the proud 7%.
Yeah, probably more, growing, right? Yes. We're talking about sewage. It could be worse. You could live in Australia where people are being told to keep their toilet lids down.
I'll drink to that.
With something heavy. And this is not about critters. This is about the annual flushing of the sewer system with high-pressure jets over the next 7 days.
Toilet state assistance and road. Thank you.
Amen, Rosie. This is at one home 3 years ago. The pressure caused an explosion that covered the walls.
Take me tonight. I got a new toilet. jealousy because mine got broken. It was sliding.
It could break because of the walls, the floor, and the ceiling were coated. Sewage officials sent in professional cleaners, but the homeowner says the smell just never went away.
Yes, I'm okay. I'm okay because I'm the sheriff.
This year's This year's warning to homeowners doesn't say if or when it's safe to use.
You're weird. You're the hippopotamus.
You're the hippopotamus. Shut up.
It's me, the sheriff.
Yeah, you're not a sheriff.
I want to see you.
You've upset her. So maybe you've heard the...
Oh, that is that.
Yes, and I'm happy about that.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
So maybe you've heard the expression stop for driving while black. Some men in Dayton, Ohio say they've been arrested for driving while gay. With the arrival of warm weather, undercover cops have been cruising the parks to...
This is Robert the Mailman.
Not driving while black. Gay guys, Rob.
That's right, driving while gay. Cops have been cruising the parks in Dayton to see if any other guys, want to have sex with them.
Dayton is a game.
I'm like a beautiful lady from Chicago.
Speaking of gays.
The guys who say yes to the undercover cops get arrested. The sweep is controversial because it's so aggressive in trapping. Remember, the officers are doing the soliciting. One guy who got off with just a reckless driving citation says he was detained for 45 minutes because of the rainbow sticker and the anti-Bush stickers on his car.
Yeah, that's another thing we never talked about today. In Spokane, today the mayor came back to work after all that crap that's been going on.
Oh, well, he thinks he's just going to go back and it's going to be all normal.
He had a lot of email to check up on.
I'm not really sure, but I saw the crawl on the Today Show today. And everybody knows the guy by name. They just put on the bottom of the screen on the Today Show, Jim West going back to work in Spokane.
We'll have to get an update on Monday, see how Jim West is doing at work. The Wild, Wild West.
Big Jim.
In one case, an officer in Dayton, Ohio, arrested a man for public indecency because of what they had discussed, not because of anything that actually happened. That charge was, of course, later dropped. Some of the other arrests are now being investigated in Dayton. And finally...
Dayton is the game where the grown-ups play.
Finally, a woman painting a fence was injured when a camel sat down on top of her in West Virginia. She used her...
Do you really have to read the rest of the story?
Yeah, well, not really, but I can't help it. She used her cell phone to call for help. Firefighters pulled the camel. Now we've added firefighters to the mix.
Not a camel.
Firefighters pulled the camel off the woman, and she was again able finally to breathe normally.
We finally have the secret of the beast with two backs.
Officials are pretty proud of the way they handled the incident, quoting one, "There's no protocol on something like this." Police are refusing to release the name of the camel.
Manny, only camels in West Virginia are in the cigarette machine. I think it was one of the camels named Joe.
I think so.
Camel.
I'm Buzz Burke.